Are you there? Don't forget, Jesus never says, I will remove demons out of you. He says what? Those who shall believe in my name, they shall cast out. Not him casting them for you. No. So why things are not changing in your life is because you are not changing yourself, getting yourself into the battle area. Jeremiah 51 verse 20. The Bible says, that art my battle axe. And weapons of war. Give me an IV for someone to understand. It says, you are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you, I shatter nations. With you, I destroy kingdoms. God says, you are my battle. He says, with you. While it is you actually who says, God, destroy my things. God says, with you, I destroy. So you, it's not God's responsibility. God, in the Old Testament, long time ago, he took his position and he gave us. He says, you are my battle axe and you are my weapons of war. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will destroy nations. Oh, am I talking to somebody? Some of you, you are just like a pistol. Some of you, you are intercontinental ballistic missiles. Some dangerous. But why are you having all those nonsense happening around you? Why all those delays in your life? The devil can delay you. Why all those nonsense, stagnations happening? And you wonder by now you are supposed to be very far. And you know it. But why are all these things happening? That's why one day David had a revelation. He said, the Lord God shall restore all my wasted years. After today, all the years the devil wasted, you shall recover them. You shall. Say, you are talking to me, prophet.
You are talking to me, prophet.
Say, really, so many years have gone, nothing has happened in my life.
Really, so many years has gone.
Say, I'm standing on my battle position.
I'm standing on my battle position.
Say, dealing with the enemy behind the scene.
Dealing with the enemy behind the scene.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
Now, have we agreed that we are now, it's us who we're supposed to fight?
Yes.
Are we together on that position?
Yes.
God has says we are like what? Horsemen, and we are on a battle position. All right? John 2, verse 8. I want to show you something. Now, God has said, of our position. I want to show you this. Verse 8. Let's start from verse 7 to get it well. The Bible says, they charge like warriors. That's why I keep on telling you, people can wage war against me. They'll never win. Because me too, where I am, on my own, I'm a weapon. Hiya, yeah. On my own, I am a soldier of Christ.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Mm. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. Neither does one thrust upon another. They don't fight each other. Hey, but these other soldiers. Busy. Oh, you see that one? They don't. Our war is not against our brother or our boss. It is against the enemy behind the boss. the invisible force. What makes your wife to be talking like that? What makes your husband to be talking like that? What makes your aunt to be angry with you? It's not her, there is the demon behind doing that. We will not handle the aunt, we're going to handle the enemy behind the aunt. They walk everyone in his path, and they burst through and upon the weapons. Yet they are not wounded and do not change their course. They say they fall on a sword, but they are not what? Wounded. The devil throws a sword, but they are not what? Wounded. They fall on a temptation, but they are not tempted. Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
The devil brings stagnation, but they are not stagnant. That's why Apostle Paul said what? Step down, but not destroyed. Rejected, but not abandoned. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? Am I speaking to somebody right here? They may put their weapons against us. The Bible never says, when we say that, it doesn't mean that the weapons want to, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That does not mean weapons want to be formed. Actually, the Bible says, weapons will be formed against you, but they shall not what? Prosper. So diseases shall come. Yes. Sicknesses, poverty, all these weapons shall relocate you, but when they shall come on you, they shall not what? Prosper. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes.
Is somebody hearing me?
Yes.
The Bible says, neither does one thrust upon one another. They walk everyone in his path, and they pass through and upon weapons. Yet they are not wounded and do not change their course. 9. They leap upon the city. They run upon the wall. They climb upon and into the houses. They enter in at the windows like a thief. It means when you close the door for them, they'll use the window.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, all the doors which are closed for me, I shall use the window. I shall still go in. This is a vision which Joel saw, the prophet, of the future church, which is this church, our generation. He saw the present world church. So praise be to God. I'm in the present church. The church of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Tell everybody, yes.
Yes.
See, now I know my mistake.
I wasn't the fighting.
Me, I'm a fighter. Me. When I'm looking for something, it's taking time, you'll see me praying. When I'm seeing something happening not well, you'll see me praying. I'm not like people who just say, oh, me, nothing's moving. I need, oh, demons, we need deliverance in our family. No way. I am a warrior. I know I'm living in the world where the devil is fighting. And God actually warned us. He said, woe unto you, the land and the sea, for the evil one has stepped down unto you. He said, woe unto you. He said, who aren't you? He said, he rang the bell to warn us. And all we are doing is to come to church. And all we are doing is to say, God, and I've been praying. Praying what? It's not for you to be praying. It's time for you to command the things which are not moving well to start moving well. It's the time to remove. The Bible says, behold, I give you power to plant and uproot, to build and destroy. Am I communicating to somebody right here? Why are you not destroying it? Why are you not uprooting it? Every seed which is in my family, which is not from God, I uproot it in the name of Jesus. Every plantation in my business, which is not from God, I uproot it. Every power moving in my life, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm a fighter. For some of you, keep on waiting like that. Keep on saying, oh, I'm praying. I've been praying for something to happen. And keep on waiting. Some of us, we don't wait. We remove it. Yeah, so it's good to be praying. God will answer the time he wants. Some of us, we remove ourselves. So receive that one. And you keep on encouraging each other. Oh, sister in the Lord, keep on praying, you know. Keep on praying. Sister in the Lord, oh, brother in the Lord, keep on praying. Brother, what? Keep on praying what? This is not something to pray for. Huh? Don't mistake prayer, huh, and intercession. We intercede for the mind of God on a particular event. For example, if God is about to destroy a country, we may intercede for God to stop. We may, if there's a plan of the enemy against something, we may intercede. To intercede means to intercept. You stand up. He stands here. All right? You stand up. He stands here. You stand here. All right? Now, this is a weapon coming in this country, like America. They have got weapons of interception. When you throw a bomb in their country, they'll intercept it. It won't fall in America, it will fall in a sea. So there are weapons which 24/7 monitor the space. Anything coming in the air, they monitor it, machines. And automatic, without telling them, if it's a bomb, automatic they'll detect, and automatic they'll rise from America. They'll go in the atmosphere and meet the bomb in the air, neutralize it, grab it, and throw it into the sea. Where everyone is sleeping in America. Did you hear that? Exactly, that's what we're doing with intercession. Intercession is when there was an attack supposed to happen somewhere, where then the church, we intercede to intercept. Now, you'll be coming. He's coming here. To intercept means this. So he's spared. It was about to go to him, but it is. So when we intercede, we intercept. All the plans of the enemy, we intercept. Do you hear that? Sit down. Now, so don't mistake. Oh, Father, I'm praying. I want you to help me. Look, my family, we are struggling. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you bless us. Yes, it's a good prayer. God answers prayer. But then there is a time where God wants you to fight now. In the name of Jesus, every power and force. In the name of Jesus. Elijah was not praying to God to say, Father, I pray, send fire from heaven and consume my enemy. Oh, Lord. So, no way. Elijah was saying, if I be a man of God, let the fire come from heaven and consume you. That's the level that God wants you to be. If I be a woman of God, let fire consume every demon in my family. If I be a man of God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume everyone standing and opposing my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I decree. Overflow, are you hearing me? Oh, I just love overflow. I don't know why. I can see so many people from Malawi that side. Say, Major, Professor.
Professor.
I don't know why, but I love fighting in the spiritual realm. You see, that's why when demons see me, they tremble. They go like, hey, not you, not you. Uh-uh. Let's fight. They say, not you. They want to fight with my sons. Demons are crazy. Some are fighter. Say it again.
I'm a fighter.
You must reach a level where when demons look at you, they should be saying, do you want to kill me? I never said anything. I never said anything. Do you want to kill me? Who are you? Hey, hey, don't kill me before time. Did I say anything? Look what somebody say, you are a fighter.
You are a fighter.
That battle, it wasn't supposed to reach this level. From my view, neighbor, the devil is winning.
The devil is winning.
So that's why?
That's why.
You are going through that.
That's
but from today, I doubt.
I doubt.
If the devil will ever touch you again. You see, there are bullets coming from every direction. But don't give up.
Amen.
Tell them about don't give up.
Don't give up.
Tell them about don't give up.
Don't give up.
I have ever been in a battlefield before where bullets are moving on top of your head. In 1994, we had, in our country, we had Operation Obwesani. My father used to work for Malawi Young Pioneers, where they used to handle guns, and they were well-trained soldiers. And there was some sort of a little civil war, sort of. So we once went through where my father's camp and the army, they were exchanging fire. And both of them, they were for the government. Like police exchanging guns with army. But this wasn't the police, it was also a special force, also highly trained for war. And I remember guns, a bullet moving on your head. They say, all you'll be hearing is, drop down! You drop down. And you are seeing them shooting this side. And you are seeing your father there with a gun. Open fire! One is falling down, boom! Dead. Advance! And they say, advance, they should go where the guns are shooting. I said, oh my God, Shineke. Huh? Where people are shooting, they are shooting you, then they tell you, advance. I like that, you know, the military life. I just love it. They are so confident. Bullets are coming ahead of them. They say advance. If they say advance, even if you are seeing bullets coming, you don't say, hey, but there are bullets coming here, sir. You don't say, but sir, commander, you don't know what you're talking about. My friend just died now. When they say advance, but in this army, we are having unskilled fighters. When God say advance, that's when you give up. And some of you are giving up now. Until now, nothing is changing. Changing what? Who's going to change it? The Bible says you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you. And I told you the definition of power. Power means what? Ability to cause changes. So God is saying you shall receive the ability to cause changes. It's not God who shall cause the change. It is you who receive the power. For those who received him, we are given the ability to cause dynamic changes. You are waiting for a change to happen. It is you who is the change causer. Oh, somebody say, I hear you, Major.
I hear you, Major.
Oh, I want God to change my life. Who will change your life? God wants you to change your life. Decree and declare. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be sick. I decree and I declare. I am a child of the Father. I am a seed of Abraham. Hey, where is the devil now?
Oh, yes.
Say, I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
Are you hearing me, somebody? And my father was arrested in this battle. My father was arrested. And my father, he was the one who was teaching the whole country acrobatics. And he was a dangerous man. He's still alive. And he was teaching how to run on a rope. And they used to run on the rope. This is high training in the military. And he used to do all these acrobatics and jump, and he was doing tall obstacle where he could go up without a parachute and jump. And he still land on the earth without anything. He was trained by people from Japan. And he was a highly trained person. And he was arrested. So he was the one who was in charge of the whole place of that camp. And he went to police to say, we don't want to war as the president had commanded. The chief commander is the president. So he ordered to say, this group of you drop down your guns and you have no choice but to drop you again. And all the other soldiers in his side, where the president said, drop it down your gun, some dropped and some were refusing. And including at the camp where we were, some were refusing and some were saying, we'll listen to the president to drop down the guns. So my father, being in charge, he went to police and make a call to the army to say, our president has said we must drop the guns. So you come at police and we do peaceful disarmament. And when the army went to police, they said, oh, yeah, let's do it peacefully. But when they went to police, instead of the peaceful thing, they arrested him and began to torture him. Well, the other soldiers had not yet dropped their guns in the bush where we were with them. Oh, my God, I've never seen something like that. Huh? People who are in these battlefields in Syria and other countries, pray for them. It's not easy. You don't have even appetite. I'm telling you. There's no appetite. But you wonder how soldiers now enjoy. Takes a gun and he goes there like this. I'm like, what? They say, let's go. I'm like, where? And they're going. So the mistake they did was to arrest my father. Now this other group said, now we're going to go and help him to walk out of their hands. But I don't know if Christians help each other. They laugh at one another. When one falls, they're like, you see, we knew it. We knew it. We knew it. Ah, look now. Christians, because we are not yet soldiers, that's a problem. How do you celebrate when one of your friends is arrested? And when they arrest you in the military, they call you from now, they declare you, they say, from now you are a prisoner of war. Oh my God, a prisoner of war is not a prisoner which you have in your stations. They torture you, they take a knife, they took a knife and press it on the back side of my father and like this. All the bones here were out. They put a cloth on his face, tied him and tied his leg and tied a rope on his leg and put on top of a branch. And when they're putting there, his legs were going up. And the whole body will go up and they'll leave it and he'll go hit the ground with his head. So like enough, he was already trained for that. He was trained. Before war, they went in the training where they were, all those things when they were He was already trained. So when it was happening to him, it was part of the training he had. That's why we fast when there's no problem. So that when war comes, when you are already trained. You don't train at the battlefield. You will die. He was already trained. He was trained anything. Soldiers are trained how to run with a bag, heavy bag in the water. They're already trained. When they go to war and they meet that, to them is nothing. It's part of what they went through in training. And they took him and they put him in the helicopter and went up like this. And they pushed, they said, you were training your friends how to jump from on top. Now they put him in the helicopter and went up like this and pushed him without a parachute. And he went like this and landed without being wounded. They said, you see, they took a butt of the gun and hit him. Well, his friends were planning how to come and rescue him. And they did. They rescued him. I'm telling you, but what happens with the Christian soldiers? What happens? What happens? One person is attacked, everybody laughs. On Facebook, actually. Kick, 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 kick. You, what? You hear a pastor has been beaten. Hey, we knew it. Hey, this man of God. Hey, like serious? We are not in the camp of the devil. We are in the same camp of God. But when one is being persecuted, we tend to run away and show as if we have no any association with him. But one thing we forget, he is a saint. His persecution is the persecution of the whole church.